Welcome to the Health and Human Services Memory Capture Avatar Cloud Database. Please tell me what you want to learn about.
I'm interested in learning what it was like doing manual labor. Specifically, I'd like to know how it felt learning a task from start to finish without help from AI. I'm interested in vintage cars from the 60s.
Searching now for manual labor and automotive pedagogy pre-internet and 60s cars and self-sufficiency. Memory found. Memory selected. Memory capture interview number 1 with interviewee Kimoto Henderson. Age at time of interview, 91. Interview location, Pacific Crest Older Adult Care Home, Santa Cruz, California. Interview date, November 11th, 2041. This recording predates 3D avatar capture, so you must experience this interview with only audio.
Hola, Mr. Henderson. How are you today? Are you excited for this interview?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. It's going to be nice to reminisce. Things back in the day were simpler, nicer even.
I'm sure it was. And just so you remember, Kimoto, our conversation is being recorded and archived for the next generation's benefit. Your thoughts and experiences are critical to humankind's future. So to get us started, can you please talk to future generations about what it was like solving physical problems and doing handiwork without the help of AI and the internet?
Yeah, for sure. Back in the day, we had a much greater sense of self-reliance, of our own ability, and people liked to work on things with their own hands. This kind of work, you know, we used to plant gardens, fix our own engines, sew our own clothes, and it was doable because the systems and tools we worked on were much simpler than today. I mean, let's just take the car. My 1967 VW Bug had just enough moving parts and a simple enough manual that if I wanted to, I could pretty much figure out how to fix any part myself. But today, cars are so complex. They're basically just computers on wheels. You'd need an entire team of engineers or a robo-fixer just to fix one issue. Anyway, when I wanted to learn about the engine, I would ask around and see who else in my town or neighborhood had a VW Bug that they liked to work on. Then I'd just ask them if I could watch and learn from them, and more times than not, they'd say yes.
That's crazy. When I have a car problem, I have no idea how to fix it. I usually just call AAA AI Autonomous Mechanic Assistant. It's hard to imagine fixing something like a car or really fixing anything. I don't even have tools lying around my house.
Oh yeah, and even if you didn't have the right tools back in the day, you could just kindly ask one of your neighbors or maybe the neighborhood mechanic and they would have it. And actually, the best part about working on your own car was the sense of accomplishment. When I first fixed my fuel pump for the first time, I truly knew the meaning of pride. There was this sensation of mastery over the mechanical system, and then the feeling of having practical and usable knowledge. I liked knowing that I was self-sufficient if I needed to be. There was no asking the internet, or rather, having the internet tell you what it thinks you'll want to know. It was pure and simple, learning by doing. I guess one other thing I really enjoyed was being able to teach others. It felt good to share knowledge with those who wanted to learn.
It's funny to remember when I had to ask someone else for help, learning to what I wanted to know. Now I just ask this watch I got from the feds for free to find out anything I need to know immediately.
Back in my day, we would never use that Big Brother shit technology, but I guess it's kind of inevitable now. Anyways, I guess if I'm supposed to distill these thoughts to pass on to the next generation, I'd tell them this. Just ask. Talk to the people around you. More times than not, they'll know what you want to know, and they'll teach it to you.
Thank you for visiting the Health and Human Services Memory Capture Cloud Database. We hope you found the knowledge you were seeking and that you use it for the betterment of yourself, your community, your block, and your planet.